In my understanding, there are different type of watchers. Once again, like there's different type of AI, different types of development to it. So the watchers, it could literally be here, the screen watching us. Those are the watches. I sometimes catch them taking random screen. You know how the screen emits this white something, screenshot being taken? I catch them doing that all the time. I also catch them with my phone. I usually have tape on my phone, also the front camera. I catch them all of a sudden, the
I
camera's
love that.
turned on. The camera's turned on for no reason. Didn't touch this phone for an hour. And then I see the camera all of a sudden just going on. Obviously, they can't see anything because there's tape on it. But that's a good example of like modern watchers. So it's the AI tech that they have right now, like the computer programs they have in place to observe people. And it's not an actual FBI person or a three-letter agency person sitting behind the screen and watching you 24/7, but it's the algorithms like the AI watching you. And when you do something, that catches their attention, then they might get a person there to start a file or something on you. So that's the watchers.
Broaderlands Podcast. The opinions expressed on Broaderlands Podcast are those of the guest speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host or Broaderlands Podcast.
Welcome to Broaderlands Podcast. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's Aradon. I hope I am not messing up your name. Actually emailed me and told me about you and turned me on to you. So I went on your page and I started listening to you, and I really love the fact that you got us thinking. You really point out stuff. You get the mind going, and I really appreciate it. Whether people agree with you or not, you're definitely a seeker, and you're helping get that mind flowing and getting us into deep thoughts. So thank you, and I appreciate that. It takes a lot of courage, in my opinion.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. And maybe you could share a little bit about yourself and what you do. Do you
Okay.
mind?
My name is Laura, and my business name is Shamanic Self. So I do shamanic healing. At least that's how I got my start into this entire combating the matrix industry. And I've been doing this particular work since 2017. But I would say with the past 10 years, since 2014 on, I've had like this spiritual awakening, or whatever you even want to call it. It's hard to put a label on it, but this huge awakening from boom, where are we really? Like, what's really going on? Everything we're being shown and taught, and the media, the mainstream, everything, there's just something wrong with it and something off with it. So obviously we go through these different stages in life, but that pretty much set things in motion. And so I started doing energy work and mainly shamanic healing since 2017 and on. And I've been just trying to figure out my way around the things like the matrix and everything we're being thrown at and everywhere we are. Yeah, feel free to ask anything specific. It's always hard to introduce yourself in a general way.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. I tend to screw that up, so I usually just ask them to kind of share a little bit about themselves, yourselves, and so I appreciate it. Maybe you can walk us into your upbringing. Were you brought into this world, like into spirituality, or just being a deep thinker, or maybe what's your life journey to this point, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay. Well, I would say the huge turning point in my life specifically was around 2014. I was going through a tough time in my life, and I was basically in between corporate jobs. From one job had just ended, and I was like, okay, what's next? And that's also when I came across a lot of other spiritual material and started digging into it. I had friends who were kind of directing me in certain directions. Unfortunately, a lot of that was pretty new age, I do have to say that. So I came across people and personalities like Eckhart Tolle, Dolores Cannon, and I just walked down all those rabbit holes, which, if you know my channel and all the topics that I talk about on it, I try to steer people away from that, just because I myself and others too have made all those mistakes. And I don't think you have to go through those in order to learn from it. So you can learn from other people's mistakes in order to avoid that. Saves yourself a lot of time. Just like collapsing time for others is how I like to say that too. And so that kind of put me on that path of like, okay, there's something greater outside of us, you know. And I did a few sessions. Back then it was QHHT, the quantum hypnosis therapy. I had 2 to 3 sessions. In one session, I was severely psychically attacked. Didn't even realize it was a psychic attack up until years later, actually. I knew it was an attack, but I didn't know what exactly what was going on. Let's put it that way. And another one that went a little bit better, but it still didn't really give me the answers fully that I was hoping to find. And that's also when I started just questioning that entire realm in and of itself. So I would say I dabbled into New Age for a good 5-ish years. And then I had a huge crash happening in my life. You know, I was basically traveling around. This is before 2020 when there was no restrictions or anything. I was traveling. I found myself on the other side of the world, actually in Australia. And I found myself in a situation where everything around me was just falling apart. You know, like I just couldn't make it work anymore. I was completely lost. And every single thing that a New Age had taught, you know, just call in these entities and everything's going to be good. Like it just all came crashing down. So that was a point in my life where I was like, okay, there's something fishy with this. There's something off. I do believe there is our spiritual self. There's this higher spirituality around us, or that we ourselves are our spiritual beings. But this path does not feel right anymore. And that's when I just started putting all these concepts into consideration. And those are the ones that I tend to debunk as well, because they can be so dangerous. A lot of them do have this kernel of truth, as we know. You know, yeah, it's true that obviously your thoughts in a way or another create your reality, but you're not being taught that your thoughts are under constant attack by AI, by astral entities, by the matrix controls, by every single thing. That's not what you're taught. You know, you're basically being taught, oh, you're angry, you're mad, you have to work on your ego, you have to work on yourself. That's basically what the New Age likes to say, and that every single thing that happens to you, there's a reason for that. So in a forum, there's always this kernel of truth to these things, but it's not giving you the picture, the deeper picture that you really need to be able to get yourself out of the situations that you find yourself in too. And had I known at that point in my life, you know, where I was literally, on the other side of the other end of the world, and everything came crashing down. Had I known that I'm under severe attack by the land, by the entities, by other things around me, that I perhaps, you know, things are being called in when you call upon these entities. Had I known about that, it would have made more sense, but I didn't. I had to find that out a few years after. In a nutshell, I think that answers your question.
No, yeah, thank you. And yeah, you brought up, you know, even like in corporate America, the commercials and stuff. I'm wondering if we even like have free will when we're unaware of this kind of stuff. Because it gets hijacked, you know, and to consumerism, you know, and makes people, you know, the need for certain products and stuff like that. So what's your take on that?
Well, we do have free will. Yeah, it's an important one because I feel it all flows into one, you know, religions, the New Age and the mainstream, the commercials. Right now, what you're seeing in a lot of commercials is also things that you see in the New Age. You know, for example, psychedelics are really being hyped in the mainstream right now, especially ayahuasca, especially just getting high on whatever substance. So that's just an example, but also many other things. So, you know, the eclipse is another one that's coming up here as we're talking. So it's being hyped by both the mainstream and the New Age. There has to be a reason behind that, right? And it's a lot of technology that they're using, a lot of AI technology, and basically the astral realm, you have to envision it as it just being AI. Yes. You know, it's just because you can't see it. It's basically the magic they're using. If you were to go back 300 years from now and you have all the answers then, because, you know, or 300 years, let's just go back 300 from now, like 1500s, things that happen then make more sense from this perspective because we have more insight on that, right? Like the plagues and whatever happened around that time. So it's similar to if we were to go into the future a few hundred years and look back here. Oh, of course they're using technology, but we didn't know, you know, just as they have the invisible coat in the military already, but the mainstream doesn't know that yet because it hasn't been disclosed to them yet. And so, I've lost my train of thought. So with the commercials and ads, we do have free will, and they're actually trying to get our consent by pushing those in front of our noses. And when we see that, we're giving consent energetically by not blocking it off, by not denying it. It's similar to a pop-up form that you find. You find this especially with European websites because they have different regulations. But when you go on a website and it's basically saying, oh, do you accept these cookies? Or do you accept that you're being tracked? Every single one of your moves is being tracked. You have to say either I accept or I decline. And that's a pop-up. And every time that happens, I'm always reminded that we're having these energetic pop-ups in our life too. But we don't know about those necessarily until you really see it as that. And so a commercial is this energetic pop-up where they're telling you the truth. They're telling you, yeah, buy this product. It's basically like the glasses, right? Like the We Live glasses. Obey. Be brainwashed. That's basically what it is. So it's similar to that. It's like a pop-up that they're giving us. And if you see it for what it is, you're like, yeah, no, I'm not buying this because I know it's just going to drain my bank account. It's just going to be part of the matrix again. All those things. Does that make sense?
Makes
a lot
of
sense. It's hard to explain in words, but once you see it as it's similar, the movie We Live is basically what it's about in a simplified form. It shows you everything. And having those movies in and of itself, by the way, is giving us their agenda. It's just most people just put it off as fiction. So you have a lot of disclosure in Star Trek and Star Wars in movies like that. You just had this one movie, it's called Inception, I think, with Leonardo DiCaprio from like 10 years ago, where they were actually telling you how they're getting to you in your dream state. It was 2012, 2014-ish. So yeah. Matrix movies, all of those.
Yeah, thank you. You brought up earlier, you had psychic attacks. What'd that look like, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, there's a lot of different ones, but the most common ones are usually they try to change your mood. They try to put more fear into you. And that's a technology they use. You know, they can use that through EMF radiation or just rays in general. Or just when they just pump things in your atmosphere, you know, when they spray the skies, that can change people's moods. That's why people are more irritable too. Like here, they just sprayed the skies today. And the reason I know that is because I have a dog and she was sneezing all over and I know she doesn't have allergies. So I know they were spraying. So you always know, you know, when you have more organic souls and beings around you, you just also know it's a good sign. And psychic attack, they try to change your mood. They try to get to your thoughts, too. There are people that are reporting more and more how they have these negative voices in their head and they don't know where it's coming from. These are not necessarily schizophrenic people. These are pretty regular people. Maybe they're more sensitive. Most likely they're more sensitive, I would say. But that is for sure a psychic attack, suicidal thoughts, all of that, psychic attack, severe psychic attack. But nonetheless, psychic attack. A lot of psychic attacks is just a combination of AI technology they're using and actual astral entities, call them demons, call them whatever. I think at this point, it's all just a form of AI. It's just there's newer AI and there's older AI. So demonic entities are older AI. They've been around for a few more thousand years than the other AI that we have around us that's been around us for only 100 years or so. And I talk about a lot of this on my own channel, so I don't really expect people to understand this in an interview. Yeah. It's only an hour long, obviously, because the rabbit hole just goes so deep. But what else could be psychic attacks? Them trying to get to you through people around you. I have that a lot. You try to cross the street. All of a sudden, there's this bicycle coming out of nowhere trying to run you over. I actually had that a lot 2 years ago for some reason. And I just noticed it right away because it happened so frequently. I'm like, where is this person coming from? Like, it wasn't there a second ago. And it's just too obvious, too blatant. So they try to get to these people that aren't as conscious, that are basically being programmed and directed. Also, people around you, you know, if you have relatives, a lot of people know there's a difficult relationship with parents or children or your relatives. And there's a reason for that. You know, they try to get to you through people that are close to you on that level. And so those could be forms of psychic attacks.
Yeah, thank you. On your page, on your description, it says you're a shamanic healer, practitioner, and intuitive psychic. Maybe you could touch on that for us if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I do shamanic healings and energy healing sessions in that sense. That's why it's shamanic healer and practitioner. But I also like to say shamanic teacher. So I don't know if I put that in the description because I really love to teach others. I do think your biggest asset is you knowing yourself how to do these things. And I also give intuitive psychic readings and shamanic healing coaching. So I feel it all ties into one. Once you open yourself up to these things, your intuition gets heightened, obviously. It's hard to do energy work without any intuitive insight. So it just flows into one.
Well, you know, I just did an episode. I just put it out right now today, a couple hours ago, and it's with the Kate Montana and Maya. And we were talking about all this. I wish you were in the conversation. I really appreciate it. We were talking about claiming your authority, you know, reclaiming your authority. You know, we're taught like to look outwardly all the time. Like we need it through church, or we need it through this, through that. And you talk about the shamanic self, like it's all within us. And I really appreciate that, you know, reclaim your power. It seems like a lot of us in this world give it over to someone else. Even in the 12-step community, you're powerless. You got to give it to someone else, something greater than you. But deep down inside, the answer's in here. So I appreciate that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like an interesting episode. Got to check it out right after.
So what's the purpose of your channel, if you don't mind me asking? Because you share your own truth and you help expose certain things that you see. And I really appreciate that. Maybe because I'm really trying to invite people to your channel because I think it's awesome. And it gets people thinking whether they agree with you or not. I think we need to start moving this thing in here. A lot of times we can become stagnant or conditioned a certain way and have a closed mind and heart.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the YouTube channel, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've had that channel since 2019. The first channel was taken down. It was censored. So I had to rebuild it basically about 1.5 years ago, November 2022. So it's just a continuation of all of that. Obviously, I couldn't re-upload the 500 plus videos that I had up on there. So
that sucks.
But you can find it on my Odyssey, I believe, at least a few of those still. So there's links all over my website to those as well. The purpose of that channel, I think it's evolved over the past, since 2019 on. So, you know, you can't say what I was talking about then, I'm still talking about necessarily. I think it's just we evolve it by nature in life. You know, we don't stay stagnant. We don't just always continue to talk about the same things over and over again. So I think from 2020 on, it's been pretty consistently sharing my own psychic insight on certain topics, especially 2020, the agenda that was playing out with it, the stabby jabby thing. And I think that was also part of the reason the old channel was taken down, by the way, because they didn't like the medical information that was coming through. And you have to be careful. You know, still have to be careful. You're being censored everywhere. And so I was talking a lot about that back in the days, like a few years ago. And I still talk about just the matrix concepts. You know, I like to expose the new age for what it is, because I myself have had interactions with prominent new age gurus that have completely blown up out of nowhere. I took workshops with them. I had sessions with them. This is years ago, where I can actually tell what was going on and warn people from those. And I think it's a huge one, because people right now like to either navigate the new age, or they want to go back to religion, or maybe both. Like, so it's important to just discuss these topics and discuss how they're keeping you trapped exactly, and why it's pretty much the same thing. Like, if you take the ascension concept in Christianity and you take the 5D new earth concept in the new age, it's almost the same thing. Like the salvation, ascension, that's always being promised, and then, you know, oh, you're gonna ascend to this better reality. Typically that tends to be after death with religion, and the new age wants you to do that before death, just as an example. It's the same concepts if you just dig through those two. So I like to just criticize those two ones. And but of course, you know, more recently over the past 2 years, just really dig through matrix concepts and what's really being thrown at us. You know, I have videos on where are we really? Are we underground? Because I don't think we're really where we are, whatever realm they want to push us in. What about the giants? You know, so it's a lot of truth or concepts mixed with others. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of the matrix, how do you define the matrix?
Define the matrix. Well, it's what we're in. It's around us. I think it has to do a lot with numbers too, similar to what they're saying in the movies. Like everything is just a numbers game. Everything is just this energetic cage around us. That's usually how I see it. They want us to act as players in it. They don't want us to act as key players though. They just want us as zombies and followers of their, whatever they're pushing, whatever the latest is they're pushing. So, you know, you want to follow along with the 2020 agenda. You want to follow along with depopulation. You want to follow along with all these things. And so they need us or people with a consciousness who are going to power into this game, because they can't just have AI power it. They do need people to power it. And the more unconscious the person is, the better, because the more energy they can zap from them. It's like an energy vampire symbiosis interaction. And so it's an interaction between the machine. I do think that there's a machine. There is a machine somehow. But it's hard to just pinpoint it to this is exactly what the matrix is. It's different components. So I think it's this caged in virtual reality that we are in. I do believe that parts of us could be entirely somewhere else, similar to that Matrix movie again. Like we could be somewhere on a ship and we're feeding into this reality, the simulation that they're building. But then also just being on that ship, is that still part of their reality, right? Mm-hmm. And so it goes deeper than that. So it's not just, oh, we're in a video game. I do think we are, and this is the main one that we're in. But our soul pieces are splintered across all realms. And that's what I typically also see when I do shamanic healing sessions. So I do a lot of soul retrievals and trying to get these soul pieces back. And they're usually splintered all over. And there are several different reasons for that. You know, it's trauma can do that, or just people in general not being conscious where they put their energy into. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I know you have one episode where you talked about the soul. And then it says, where is the soul? You also talk about soulless people. What is the soul? We hear it all the time. We use that term a lot. But what is the soul to you? And where is the soul?
Okay. So, well, I don't think there's an easy answer for that. But the soul, if you have a soul, you're most likely from that. You know, people call it source or wherever we originate from. We originate from somewhere. People with the soul do. So wherever you came from before you started this entire journey that we're on, whether or not it's, you know, self-imposed or you were just tricked here, you know, those are different topics. But we came from somewhere. Somehow we were created as a consciousness, as this divine spark. I usually see it as a divine spark. And so that would be a soul. You can usually see it in people's eyes as well. There's a lot of creators out there. Some of them are CGI as well. You know, some of them don't even exist. But there's a lot of creators out there that just have these really empty eyes. And that could be because they don't really have a soul, or because their soul was kind of zapped out of them. So it could have been that they sold their soul, which sold already has soul in it somehow. So, you know, there's all these words. They try to do spell work on us too. But basically the soul is this divine spark connection that a person would have, and the consciousness. Yeah, I feel it's the consciousness.
Yeah, like Meister Eckhart used to say, you know, the divine spark within us. His teachings got hid from the church for many, many, many years. And they kind of kept them to himself because he was a radical. But he's had to spit a lot of truth. He spit a lot of insight and wisdom, Meister Eckhart. Yeah, he's awesome. You know what?
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. But You brought up something in that episode where you talked about Hinduism with all the different gods. And you really got me thinking, because maybe those gods are us as souls, because we are God, in my opinion. You know, we are that divine. Yeah, you got me thinking, because maybe it's speaking about souls, all the different gods. A lot of times in Christianity, you hear a pastor making fun of Hinduism for all these different gods. But maybe it's speaking to us, about us, the self. I don't know, but I appreciate that.
I have to dig deeper into Hinduism, but from my understanding, and I keep getting a different number, there are, 300,000 plus gods, or maybe even 3 million gods. So whatever number there is with that, I do think it's giving us a clue to how many soul beings are here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not, 8 billion, 7 point something billion people right now on Earth. I don't think the majority of that really has a soul. And that's kind of what I talk about on my channel too, how, you know, there's a lot of just AI around us. You know, I don't want to say NPCs, but other people call that NPCs, so people might be familiar with that. For example, like the ratio that I got here where I am in this city, I think it's 80% soulless to 20% with a soul. Now, elsewhere, that might be under different, like elsewhere, it could be 70% soulless versus 30% with a soul. But it seems to always even out around that. And it sounds cruel to people who haven't really dug into that, or, you know, who just hear about this concept. But it makes a lot of sense, because I keep running into the same people here over and over and over again. This is New York City, by the way. And I'm just like, oh, that's so strange. Like, wouldn't you want to run into someone else? Like, why am I seeing the same person that I saw a few weeks? Like, you know, it's just random stuff like that. I also noticed that in other areas that I visit. And it's like this weird simulation around us. And then a lot of people, I just remember entering this subway car at one point, and this is years ago, I think in 2018, before I even really knew about this concept, let's put it that way. I remember entering the subway car. It was slam-packed full. It was rush hour. And it felt empty, even though it was filled with people. And I was like, why does it feel empty in this car? Like, it's not empty. There are people. And now it makes sense to me, because now I know, yeah, but a lot of those people, I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but they probably don't have a soul. So which it would feel empty, because that's what it feels like when you're around soulless people. There's not much there. There's the creativity usually doesn't come from that, you know, and the ability to create. Yeah.
I think there's a scene in The Matrix, right, where they show someone kind of like a soulless person, or they're kind of hijacked. Their psyche's hijacked. I forget the scene, but yeah, and interesting to think about. I really appreciate that. You also talk about astral entities and the entity attachments. Maybe you could touch on that. I've been really having people share a lot on that topic lately. It's kind of like a new topic to me, to be honest. And I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of entity attachments that you can have. And I mean, I usually pick up on that, once again, through healing sessions, mostly when people want those removed. But there's just so much, you know, you can have an interaction with the person, boom, the cords, entity attachments that you want to have removed that are impacting you. A huge one that I'm currently really digging through is the different soul contracts that we form on this unconscious level. And not just a random soul contract, like let's just say in a romantic relationship, but really these huge life contracts that are setting you on a different life path and life purpose that is not beneficial for you. And this is really being pushed on us from an early, well, before we even enter, but this is really impacting us from an early age on, because we find ourselves in these situations. We're like, this doesn't feel right to me. Like, why is my life so sabotaged? You know, so there are different reasons for that. And I find the life contracts are just a huge one with that. But entity attachments, you can, right, you were talking about alcohol before we started recording. That's a great one to attract entities to you. It could be full on possession, but usually it's attachments. And in general, I don't know, there's different ways that you can What I like to work with is also intrusions. It's a form of an attachment, but intrusions can come from a lot of pain, and that usually happens in childhood and on.
Yeah. So when you see someone with an addiction problem and you're helping them, do you see a lot of entity attachments to them?
Yeah. What I do see strongly with people who have any type of addiction, be it drugs or alcohol, usually they have this cloud around their head too. It's completely, they're trying to get to their head area, like really trying to confuse their head area. So wow. That's always a huge one where there's a clouded up auric field, energy field, you know, bio field. And you need to just do a lot of clearing around that. There are like entities. You know, I usually see them as snakes or other beings that need to be removed. And that definitely helps too. But the person also has to do the work. I mean, you can't just do a clearing and then the person goes on to do whatever they did, to take more drugs or drink more alcohol and then just go. That's not how it works. So if you're not doing the work, I mean, you can remove as much as you want. It's just going to set you back on the path again. But they always, usually the reason people do that is because they're targeted from an early age on. So they have the heart that's being really targeted, you know. And so the heart is always a huge one, trying to sever the heart-to-heart connection. And they try to sever the heart-to-heart connection between you and the main caregiver usually. So when people say they had a traumatic relationship with their mother or their parent, that doesn't come out of nowhere. Those are all entities working against you and trying to target you. You know, the targeted individual term, that also rings true in that case. So there's a lot that goes into that, a lot of pain and trauma and suffering that they try to cause us from an early age on. And it's the way you react to that too, or the way you cope with that, that's going to determine things going forward. Now, you can always switch your life around, but you just have to be aware of what's really going on. And a lot of people are not necessarily aware of that because we're not being taught in the mainstream that these things even exist. You know, when people are saying, I always like to use the suicide example, but when people are having suicidal thoughts, it's not your thoughts at all. It's entities around you. And there are even witness reports of people saying, oh, I didn't actually want to jump off that bridge, but all of a sudden there was this entity in my head trying to just force me to do so, or trying to having me do it, as an example, right? And that's just a clear example. Yeah, it's just a clear message of what's going on.
You know, what's interesting is, like I said, I just had Maya and Kate on, and Maya says the same. It's not like I'm looking for the same type of person to share, you know, share the same thing. It just happened, and you guys are sharing the same exact thing. And it's kind of mind blowing because I was an alcoholic for many years. And Carl Jung talked about spiritus contra spiritum, or spiritus contra spiritum, meaning spirits against spirits. So when I take a drink, I'm opening up like a portal to these entities. That's how I'm taking it now. Because anybody that's a hardcore addict or alcoholic, they have to have some trauma. There's some kind of trapped emotional pain and, you know, physically and mentally, and, which makes it more easier to, get kind of hijacked, right? And get taken advantage of, or yeah, maybe more delicious for some of these entities, I guess. But yeah, it's mind blowing, this whole discussion, and this has been cropping up lately without me even trying to look for it. So thank you.
Well, they don't feed off of joy. They feed off of trauma, pain, misery, suffering. And it's not, you know, it's not bad to cry or to be sad or to be miserable. I mean, we all go through those. It's also hormonal, obviously, especially for women. But it's not bad to be in that state. You know, it can also be healthy to be on that other side occasionally. But what tends to happen with people in general is they try to keep them in that state. You know, they have more to feed off of when you're in fear, when you're scared, when you are sad and miserable and hopeless, than when you are joyful, hopeful, positive, looking forward to your future. So it is always important to find a balance. And right now, I think over the past 4 or 5 years, we've seen very clearly that, I mean, just watch the news, right? People are being put in this state from the start.
Yeah.
There's almost no hope for anyone. But it is quite clear that they try to push the lower emotions onto us. But that's been going on for a long time, too.
No, you're right. I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
Just the sensationalism of when did it start occurring? 100 years ago? I don't even know. Whenever we had news from the start.
I mean, if you watch TV, I mean, if you watch the news, for an example, mainstream news, and all you see is hate, anger, us against them mentality, survival mode, fear, chaos, and that's all they're feeding. So, I don't even watch that crap anymore. And it becomes addictive for people if they're unaware of it.
It does. Just turning on that TV.
yeah, you're right. I rarely watch TV, to be honest. And if it is, it's something I'm choosing with awareness to watch, you know. And
I know people who, you know, the first thing they wake up, it's turned on, and I never understood that. I haven't owned a TV since 2010 and on, pretty much since I moved to New York.
You know, another interesting topic you share about is the reincarnation trap, which I find interesting. Reincarnation in general. Do you believe in reincarnation? And because some people don't, I do. But what's the reincarnation trap, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe in we're reincarnating over and over again. But I also think mostly it's us being recycled from one lifetime to another. And so I just like to share the example of the white light tunnel. I do think there are other ways we can get recycled back in, but the white light tunnel is a huge one. And there are other people talking about this on a way more elaborate level. Like, for me, it's just important to get that concept out there so that people are even aware. But it's, you know, you have this life, and then basically you're entering that other side of the whale, the other side of the realm, wherever you're being put. And then some people might stay there for a little bit, you know, a bit confused where they are, but usually they want to drag you through that tunnel and then have your fake life review. And, oh, you have to agree that you come back. So like I said, I think Dolores Cannon talked about this too. Like, a lot of these new agers, they like to mention that too, but they don't tell you that you have a choice, that you don't have to do that. And they don't tell you that you're being tricked by all these entities. Like, you have all these fake relatives all of a sudden appearing, or a fake Jesus, or whatever you believe in. It's basically what you believe in. If you believe in aliens, those are the ones waiting right there once you pass on. If you believe in Jesus, that's what's going to wait for you. So mostly it's like this deceased grandmother or some relative that was close to you. Which I don't think that's really what it is. I think it's just an entity disguised as that. So you just need to be aware of that. But it's very hard to talk about this with regular people, not even people who are, you know, like you and I having a podcast on it, but just like regular people, like relatives, where it really matters that they're aware of this concept, so that they don't get dragged into. So I tried to talk about it with a relative a few years ago, and I'm like, well, when you die, when you pass on, make sure you don't get dragged through the white light tunnel. And this relative was very stubborn, and they were like, oh no, of course I'm going to go down there. That's what I'm being told I need to do. So it's very hard, because it's something, it's a programming that's being pushed on us somehow. And it happens through various means.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. In talking about these topics, I think one of the most beneficial things for myself having a podcast is to connect with people like you, because it's hard to talk about these things in public. I mean, I lost a lot of friends. People don't call me no more. They think I'm crazy or weird, but, you know, it kind of is a lonely road, but that doesn't mean I'm lonely, you know, and, I'm grateful to have this to connect with people like you and really help broaden my lens on things. So I really appreciate, you. And, you know, I interview a lot of people on near death experiences, and they talk about that white light tunnel, but they also talk about, having, like, if they're a Christian background, Jesus coming, or a loved one, or whatever they believe in coming to them. So, and you're touching on that. So I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, they need to recycle us back in, because energy, basically the energy that we are, right? The soul energy, that divine spark, or just energy in general. I think they're even recycling soulless people, to be honest with you. But energy in general, they need that to power this game, whatever it is that we're in, you know, call it the Matrix, call it whatever. So it's, you're more of benefit to them when you're reincarnated here in a physical form, because you're feeding into the finance system, you're feeding into the work labor system, you're powering their entire reality. Now there are other realities that are being powered in other realms. You know, there's so many parallel realms right next to us, or existing outside of this one, that are being powered through your soul pieces and soul consciousness too. But this somehow does seem to be that one where we have the most consciousness in it. And so, you know, I just saw like other, like from 2020 on, there's just been a lot of other AI realms that they're building up to. And it makes you wonder about a lot of things. Where are you going to be recycled into next? Is it still going to be here? Is it going to be somewhere in a Mars-like reality? So there's a lot going on. It's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to see it all. And yeah, who do you talk to? You can't talk to the news about this. But it's basically just they want to recycle you over and over again. And they do that by wiping your memory, like mind wiping you. And so it does take a while. I do think when you had the chance to wake up from those deceptions in previous lives, you can in this lifetime or the next or wherever you are, you can too. But just look back at how long it takes. You know, you're a child, you're a teenager, you're a young adult. Like, you're not going to have time to think about these topics, really. It takes a while until you mature into that. So, yeah, it's just important to, I feel right now it's really important to wake up right now.
Yeah, thank you. And I think in Buddhism, they talk about breaking the cycle of reincarnation. I don't know Buddhism that deep, but I know they talk about breaking the cycle. So that's interesting. The Watchers, you brought up the Watchers, and I love learning about the Watchers. And who are the Watchers, do you think? I know you've talked about seeing the Watchers, your own Watchers. And you hear that down the ages in ancient history, whether it's in ancient Judaism or even Christianity, the Gnostics, you know, the Greeks, they all talked about like these Watchers, the Book of Enoch. Who are the Watchers in your understanding?
Yeah, in my understanding, there are different type of Watchers. Once again, like there's different type of AI, different types of development to it. So the Watchers, it could literally be here, the screen, watching us. Those are the Watchers. I sometimes catch them taking random screen. You know how the screen emits this white something, screenshot being taken? I catch them doing that all the time. I also catch them with my phone. I usually have tape on my phone, also the front camera. I catch them all of a sudden, the camera's turned on. The camera's turned on for no reason. Didn't touch this phone for an hour. And then I see the camera all of a sudden just going on. Obviously, they can't see anything because there's tape on it. But that's a good example of like modern Watchers. So it's the AI tech that they have right now, like the computer programs they have in place to observe people. And it's not an actual FBI person or a three-letter agency person sitting behind the screen and watching you 24/7. But it's the algorithms, like the AI watching you. And when you do something, you know, that catch their attention, then they might get a person there to start a file or something on you. So that's the Watchers. But then you also have these energetic Watchers, these astral Watchers, which I feel at this point it's all just in the astral. But in my case, I know I've had at least 2-3 Watchers on my case who've been probably following me for a few thousand years already. I just always see them as eyes following me, trying to get to my head, mostly trying to get to my brain, my mind. It's almost like they're trying to read your thoughts. And it sounds crazy. It sounds schizophrenic. It sounds, you know, like a mental illness that I have or whatever for people who are really, I mean, it's hard to describe what you see, but that's really how it is. And that's how I also know they're able to influence your thoughts on this broad level for sure.
But what's the point, do you think? I mean, you said 2,000 years or thousands of years?
A few thousand years. Well, if you're someone with a certain type of awareness, you've been incarnating over and over again. You know, they don't want you to wake up too many people. They don't want you to spread these truths over and over again. And it's also not an energetic level, you know. I could not have my YouTube channel and I would still be targeted. You know, there's always something that they try to push into my reality. Like, you're not going to get this job. You're not going to get that job for some weird reason, you know? they just try to make your life as hard as possible. Because most likely in the previous lifetime, you were really able to accomplish a lot, and they don't want that again. Or maybe you're able to accomplish now a lot, and they just don't like that.
Yeah, thank you. Were you raised religious at all growing up?
Not really, no. We were baptized. We attended some religious ceremonies a few times, but no, not really. I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, you brought up the real Jesus in a few episodes. I think you even had one with Mary Magdalene. I appreciate it. Who was Jesus, in your opinion? Yeshua?
Okay. Yeshua, yeah, because Jesus is kind of a made-up word, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do think Yeshua and the apostles and Mary Magdalene and all those people, I do think they for sure existed. You can definitely feel that. I went to Jerusalem about a year ago, actually. Not taking sides of what's currently going on in the world either. But you, when you walk along those streets, you can feel a lot. And this is also, yes, biblical land, basically. So I went to Jerusalem. I went to Jordan, where you could feel a lot in Jordan, too. I went to Egypt. So all those places, you can talk about it all day long. But if you don't actually experience them in person, it's hard to describe. There's a lot of power that land holds. And so I do think he in particular, he did exist. I do think he was someone who was maybe able to ignite some spiritual awakenings in people. I don't think whatever was happening, what they now say in any of the Bibles that they have, I don't think that happened the way they say it happened, because those were written hundreds of years later. But there is this element of, you know, every single person that was with them somehow, like especially the apostles, all of them were targeted. You know, they were hunted down until they died, basically. But this happened to other people too. You know, there were other, like Caesar was stabbed 50 times, 50 something times. So, like I say, like when you reincarnate over and over again, and you might have been a person where something like that happened, they're going to have watchers on you. So I'm not saying I'm any of these people, but it's just as an example. So whoever's reincarnated as Caesar again, you know, that would be a huge one. Just imagine being stabbed 50 something times in that life. I mean, you still carry that trauma with you in your DNA and past life memory.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate it. Man, you have another great one about how powerful our mind is. Like, how powerful are we? I mean, I think Yeshua is here to show us who we really are and remind us our power. It seems like, because a lot of times in the Gnostic text, it talks about our forgetfulness. It talked about the archons and the demigods who are kind of trying to control this reality. They're false gods, basically. And it seems like Yeshua was telling us who we really are to remind us to go within and utilize our power.
Mm-hmm.
So how powerful do you believe we are? I mean, because we get dummied down, you know, through religion or through politics, through our environment and so on. Do you think we're really powerful beings that are being dummied down?
Well, I mean, they do try to program our mind from an early age on through every single thing, you know, through the school system, through the TVs, through everything around us. So, yeah, if we weren't to grow up with all of that, I think we would probably see the correlation between whatever we're able to create in our lives and how powerful we really are. I do strongly think we can also heal diseases with the power of our mind.
Mm.
Obviously, nutrition is another one. There's a lot of components that go into it, you know, the right herbs, the right nutrition, the right everything. But I do strongly believe we're able to even heal ourselves if we're just set on the right mind track. And yeah, it's just so demotivating to see how it's so hard for people to wake up to that. You know, it's so hard to just see all these programs around us and how our mind is really being poisoned too.
Which creates disease. You're right. And I think like Bruce Lipton and a lot of some great doctors have said, you know, we are also creating disease with like when we're trapped in trauma, misuse of the mind, I'm a piece of crap, stuck in fear, stuck in resentment and all that. negative, low vibration state of being that we get trapped in, we can create some disease as well through the power of our mind. So, I definitely agree with
you. I do think the most current scenario that we had 2020 on was an interaction between the fear that was created and other things going on, you know, whatever they were putting in our atmosphere too, and other things. But I do think if people hadn't been in such a fear, we would have seen a different outcome. Now, the fear was created through the mainstream programming.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch TV, you know, I mean, the news, they never talked about, you know, meditating or like just staying calm or like things to holistic ways of like, you know, keeping the immune system strong. Instead, they're talking about 6 feet distancing, you know, all that stuff. But there was nothing really to help build our immune system. It was all like fear-based, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know people, I know holistic nutrients, holistic practitioners who were talking about all the nutrients and everything to build up your immune system. They were just being censored.
Mm.
I know like two or three people who all of a sudden, I don't know, one had their platform taken away and another one just nothing showed up in other people's social media feeds. Those people were usually censored who were talking about it. There's a reason for that, obviously. But yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, every single thing. And then you have all these other areas. Let's just take Florida as a state that wasn't really shut down or anything, only for a few weeks, and nothing big over there, right?
No, I was there at that time, too. I went to Florida, and they're kind of laughing at it. I was in, like, Jacksonville area talking to people. I want to ask you one question before we go, before I forget, too. You brought up something very interesting in one of your episodes, and the GOAT, you know, you hear that all the time in sports, the GOAT, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT. And that's all they say, talk about every time you turn on a sports channel. And that's all you hear. What's the meaning of the GOAT?
I don't know what exactly the meaning for that is. I think I had a video on it right after. It's right after Hawaii or somewhere around the summer, like August or so. No, it's just, I think what I was saying, that the GOAT, they're using it as one of their satanic rituals, but which one exactly it is, I don't know. I'm sure there's also a meaning. It's probably an abbreviation for something, you know, G-O-A-T. Mm. I personally don't know what exactly they mean by the GOAT. I haven't really dug down that rabbit hole, but you do hear it quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have noticed that too, especially around the Super Bowl when they came up with the GOAT again. I'm like, oh, the GOAT again. maybe if you reverse it, you come up with the right meaning, you know, similar to when you reverse other words where you just got to mix around letters. But I feel, to me, it just kind of feels like it's this abbreviation and they're laughing in your faces again because everyone's using the word, but they're not really knowing what the meaning is behind it. But there's just so many, you know, Freemasonic symbols too, and it's just you can dissect them all day long, and you still haven't gotten to each and every one of them.
Yeah, just some good food for thought, in my opinion. Just because you hear that, oh, it's all you hear on these sports channels is who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT. Like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? They never even used those words back in the day. Why is it all popular now? And I don't know. It's just really irritating. So. Definitely going to keep my eyes open and my ears open and look into that a little bit more. And thanks you for getting me to think about that more. So I appreciate that. Do you see a difference between religion or spirituality, or the one of the same?
Yeah, I actually wanted to make a video on that because religion came up recently again with all the Easter holidays and Easter festivities. And I'm like, wow, this is just crazy how they're trying to trap people's spiritualities into religion. I mean, there are so many different types of religions, but the main ones are Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you know, Hinduism, all of that. In my opinion, religion, it's just feeding into whatever God they're trying to worship, whatever entity they're trying to worship. So in Christianity, it's one God, but which God it is, I'm not sure. To me, it almost feels like they created this entity over the past 1500 years again. So whatever religion that was before that wasn't the same God, God is basically just AI entity. So it has nothing to do with originating from the creator being or source or whatever you want to call it. Religion is there. I feel there's this deep spirituality that we have and that we can definitely access. But we have to do that by going within ourselves, not by going to church and worshiping a cross or praying five times a day in front of a mosque. You know, no offense for people who do that, but it's not going to wake you up. It's just going to keep you trapped. So it's another recycling reincarnation trap that's being pushed with that too, with religion very clearly. And also what I do want to say, one of the worst crimes of humanity have been committed in the word of religion. You just look at all the Christian, what is it? The knights? Were they Christian? You know, the people who just kind of slaughtered others. The Templars, yes. Who just slaughtered others in the name of Christianity and the name of the cross. And also the other way around, you know, like people from different religions have done horrible things in the name of their religion onto others. Genocides, all of that. So the Vatican is one of the most dangerous institutions. Every time I try to read on the Vatican, I always get so psychically attacked. And it's one of the most dangerous institutions out there. It's definitely like a soul trap in and of itself. I kind of saw it like they have this library, similar to a library of books, but just library of souls that they're keeping underground. So very dark. And that's basically powering Catholic religion. Are other types of religions better? No, I don't think so. And so it's strange because we have this innate spirituality that we always have access to. And maybe that's also what you meant when you were saying, oh, you believe Yeshua was talking about that. But yeah, in my opinion, we have this innate spirituality. It's just been hijacked so frequently over the past thousands and thousands of years. And it's been put into these containers. It's been put into these institutions. And it's powering their own agenda. You know how much energetically you're powering when you are in church praying during the Easter ceremony or during the Christmas ceremony? You're powering into their satanic rituals. Right. Every time, because I have gone to those things as well. You know, I went to a ceremony a few years ago where I just had to leave halfway through because I was so attacked during it. You know, it's I had to remove entities out of my body. I was removing snakes out of my body after that ceremony. I was like, wow, this is horrible. And regular people just stand there with their hands open and are praying upon something. But basically, you're just, they're feasting off of you. It's like an energetic feast that these institutions are doing to these poor people. On the other hand, people like to give their power away because it's easier than actually taking responsibility for your life. So it's a trade-off, right?
Mm. Which is what I call spirituality, just taking responsibility of your own life, you know, the proper use of the wheel.
But a lot of people don't like to do that. They like to just say, oh, if you just pray upon God or whatever you believe in, everything will turn out well, and there's always a bigger plan.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, whatever it is.
No, I appreciate it. And you've traveled all over the place, right? I mean, I've seen you travel all over. I mean, I was recently in Egypt. I thought that was pretty cool, but I haven't traveled nowhere near as much as you. And which are some of your favorite places, if you don't mind me asking, traveling? What do you recommend?
I think it just changes with age, but right now I'm really into the Middle East. I really like the energy there. I think there's a lot of hidden wisdom to be found there. Not necessarily Egypt, but I really do want to go to those areas that are really, well, unstable, unsafe, whatever you want to call it. You know, for me, like Iraq, Iran's off limits right now, but Iraq is pretty fascinating. They have the Tower of Babel, Old Babylon. Syria also is very intriguing, but I think we got to wait a little bit for that area to stabilize too. So I'm really drawn to those areas. I mean, parts of Africa also have a lot to offer. Yeah, I think you can find a lot of things everywhere, all over. You know, we were talking before the podcast, you were talking about certain things in Mexico and also Peru and all of that. You can find just a lot of these spiritual things all over, can't you?
Yeah, you're right. And that's where I want to go too. I want to go to Iraq. I want to go look at some of the Anunnaki stuff or the Sumerian stuff or the Akkadian and the Babylonian stuff. What do you think about the Anunnaki, really quick, if you don't mind me asking? Have you put any thought into that?
Well, you know, people put labels on, like Archons, Anunnaki, all of that. People put labels on beings that we might be talking about the same stuff. Like Anunnaki, are they the giants? Are they related to this? Just those type of things. So for me, I just don't put a label on that anymore. Because unfortunately, you also have that connection to the New Age deception where, you know, oh, and now we have to channel the Anunnakis or Enki and Enlil, they came down to Earth. I think there's, like I said, there's always this kernel of truth to it, but I just don't put any labels on that anymore unless it very clearly comes through somehow. You see the scripture where it's, you know, very clear. But I think there's always something behind the tales. For sure. You know, a lot of people say certain parts of Africa, that's all over with Anunnaki. Was it Benin or somewhere else? I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think Enki, that was Enki's territory. And Enlil was up in right there in Iraq area, I believe. But it's been a while since I read up on it.
I think there's a lot of history in those areas, and you can probably feel that energetically when you go there. So it must be, it must be amazing to see that in person.
Yeah,
not sure what
it.
The restrictions are. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. How can we find you? And maybe you can share your links or if there's anything you're working on you would like us to know, feel free to express it.
Yeah, you can always find me on my website, shamanicself.com. And there are links to my YouTube channel. It's the same name on YouTube. Odyssey, BitChute, I think Rumble too. So I just kind of re-upload the videos all over the platforms. And you can find me on Instagram. same name, Shamanic Self, Facebook too. So it's just, we'll just stay in touch there. Subscribe to the newsletter if you want like regular updates on what's going on, because sometimes I share things with that I don't share on the public platforms, because a lot of the public platforms are really censored once you mention certain concepts too. And I think that sums it up.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to end it with the David Icke quote. He's one of my favorites. And he says, this attitude of judging each other by our jobs is to ignore and deny who we really are. And I really appreciate you helping us remember who we really are. So thank you. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. Namaste.